Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Leaders in Tech and E-commerce podcast. My name is Fei Yu. I'm the Managing Director Europe at Alco Global. Today, we have the pleasure to welcome Martin Tyson. Martin is the Chief Commercial Officer of Controlan. Prior to Controlan, he held a number of C-level positions as a CEO, CCO, and board member within supply chain, logistics, shipping, manufacturing, professional services in publicly listed and privately held companies. Martin is very passionate about making a difference to businesses through customers' experience, digitalization, talent, and sustainability. Martin, great to have you.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
You have made an impressive career. I'm sure the audience will love to know your secret. So please share with us about you and please share some more career highlights and how did you follow the career path to be where you are today?
Yeah, I can talk briefly to that. I think I've been lucky to have gotten lots of opportunities with companies that are willing to allow me to take on new areas, to allow me to get into developing new businesses, developing with customers, and for me to be able to stretch my capabilities constantly. So I started my career with Maersk and was there for actually 17 years, but I don't think I was really in the same job ever for more than 2 years because things were constantly evolving. And I think that's really been a big part of shaping my career. Take opportunities, have courage to go into to try new things. I had the pleasure of working both in Denmark, where I'm from, but also in Thailand and China and the UK before moving back to Denmark last year. So I think it's really been about opportunities, taking the opportunities, creating the opportunities, and then be lucky to work for companies that are willing to give me the opportunities.
Okay, that's a great insight. So you're an international person, right, in the supply chain world. So taking the opportunity, embracing the challenge is what your advice for our audience.
Yeah, and I think it's my first sort of 7 years in China that really, I think, created both my leadership career, but also the understanding of growth through customer value and growing an organization to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that were there. So mm-hmm. I think in the years I was in China, we kind of grew from, you know, operating maybe 1,000 containers a month to essentially at the end of it, 6 years later, operating 1,000 containers a day. Mm-hmm. And we grew from an organization, I think, of 6-7 people to an organization of 1,100 people some 6 years later. So I think that was really where a lot of my learnings were shaped, partly by interest and energy, but also partly just by necessity of the opportunities that were there.
Thank you for sharing. We are very intrigued about Controlan. So the name was actually still before December, it was a new name for me. I'd been talking to quite a lot of people in the market and we realized that Controlan is really a fascinating supply chain tech company. You're in a hyper growth mode and people love to hear about Controlan. You gain a lot of recognition in the code chain world. But for many of our audience, it is still a new name. Please share with us the Controlan story. I think there are some questions like, what is the company background? What are your clients? What makes you unique? What is your strategy? How does it feel to work at Controlan? So these questions are really common in the market.
Let me try to go into some of them. I mean, at the core, we're actually a 15-year-old company. So initially, we were very sort of device-focused temperature monitoring company. We had some very innovative and very driven founders that were constantly evolving. And the company was under sort of development, testing a lot of different areas until about 5 years ago or so. They really moved in with innovative new devices on temperature monitoring, primarily for pharma supply chains. And it was on the back of those devices that they started developing a platform, started developing various types of functionality and visibility on the platform, enabling, you know, pharma supply chains to intervene real time in their supply chain. And for us, real time is actually real time. It's not near real time or depending on any nodes. So it is actually real time operation of the supply chain. So that's really how it started. We won a few contracts with some large pharma companies, one of them being Pfizer. And then some years ago, they suddenly needed to distribute some vaccines. And that's really where the scale of Controlan suddenly came in very rapidly. So we went into explosive growth. Really, we grew from like 30 people to 300 people over a few years, and obviously were part of an important part of delivering the 4 billion vaccines across 180 countries. So that's really what created the scale with Controlin. Now we're just on the continuing growth journey. So still pure play pharma, focusing on how we grow with other pharma companies, looking at how we can help with visibility and automation and digitization of their supply chains, and really focused on companies and customers where we can get close partnerships and really realize the value that comes out of the data that we create through our devices.
Fantastic. I might be biased. I've worked with a lot of clients, right? I have the impression it's a great culture. People are very motivated. I could see your team working during Christmas time and very passionate about it. And yep. It's so easy to talk to you guys, very responsive. I could feel people love to work with each other. So please really share with the audience, how does it feel to work at Controlin?
I mean, so I've only been there a year, but as we're growing as fast as we do, a lot of people have not been there for that long. I think at the core, what we do is really we help pharma companies deliver medicines to their patients, right? And we help them do it more efficiently at a higher quality level, and we try to help them reduce waste in that supply chain. So at the core, I think it's a really motivating environment to be in. You feel like when we do what we do, we really make a difference. So I think that's at the core of what many people that have joined Controlin are really thinking about. I think the second piece is there's a lot of innovation and there's a lot of sort of identification of value we can provide. And for me, and I think for the colleagues that I work with, that makes it super exciting that we started out as a device company, but now we're really a platform company. We're a digitization company. We're an automation company. We're an analytics company. So the company has evolved so much just over the last, you know, year or two. And I think those that join Controlin, that's the fascination, that we have a great purpose in the value we create for customers. And there's so much development and so much learning that happens every day. So I think that's the culture that's at the company. And I think the energy that's at the company.
Yeah, I could feel that. I think that so you mentioned the purpose, right? People could feel that they're really driven by purpose and then make impact with the client you're serving. And they're in a hyper growth mode and people love to be part of the growth story. Great story to hear. Martin, you joined Controlin early last year with the big mission to drive growth and help clients through large digital transformation in supply chain. I'm very curious to hear your plan. How do you build the commercial engine and the team?
Yeah, so maybe I'd take it a step back again to say, so given the purpose and what we do and the platform and the capabilities we have, we really decided to focus in on two segments where we believe we can create the most value for customers, where we can have the biggest impact on getting medicines to patients, and where we can have the biggest impact also on reducing waste and doing it sustainably. Two segments we're focused on. One is enterprise pharma, as we call it. So directly we're working with large pharmaceutical companies where the companies, the customers are willing to enter into a strategic partnership. I say strategic partnership because, again, at sort of the core of the company is we want to create value for our customers. And we've gathered that we do that the best in close collaboration and continuous development and innovation with customers. So that's the one segment we focus on. The second is then actually to work with logistics or packaging partners in enabling them to create value for their customers with our products and solutions. And again, looking at how we partner and work closely with those logistics partners, again, so we get into an innovation phase where we can continue to develop for them and their customers. So that's really our approach, and I think we have our strengths and capability to be that needs to get on that journey. And that includes everything from, you know, customer success to sales to business development to, you know, business expansion opportunities, specific segment capabilities, our marketing and consulting engagement. So it really spans all aspects of commercial, where we had a small, highly talented team, but we now need to scale that up and be able to do it at a much higher scale. So So that's the journey we're at. And that's also why we're in hyper recruitment as well as hyper growth in probably having tripled the commercial team by the end of this year compared to where we were just 6 months ago.
Very impressive. What are the quality and skills you're looking for in the commercial talent?
Maybe if I talk to the journey that we're on is that we work with our customers really in three phases. So phase one is come in and help digitize their supply chain. So how do we create data? How do we create visibility? How do we create intervention opportunities, response opportunities, and create some of the basic automation in the supply chain? Once we've established that, we move into phase two, where we really take all of those same capabilities, but extend them into other parts of pharma supply chains to create full end-to-end visibility of the supply chain and align processes and automate processes across the supply chain, including integrating with a variety of different sensors to be able to create more data and leverage that data. And then phase three is when we go into how do we transform the supply chain based on now having all that data, all that visibility, all of those automations in place. We can actually do a lot to, you know, increase speed to market, reduce variability in the supply chain, reduce the cost of the supply chain, reduce the carbon footprint in the supply chain. So lots of different opportunities once we've created the data that we need to work with. So that's the journey we're going on. So what we're looking for in our talent is really people who are ready to go on that journey. And that means they have to come in with high levels of energy, with lots of agility, lots of flexibility to learn, keen to work in a really fast-paced environment. I think that's been one of my experiences being here for 12 months, is that the pace of what happens in the organization, the change readiness that we need to have constantly is quite unique. I've never experienced it before, at least. So they need to be able to think fast, act fast, you know, willing to fail and learn fast. They have to have creativity and innovation, because it's not a standard out of the box solution that we just roll out. It's working constantly in partnership with customers and constantly being adaptive to what customers are looking for and how what we do fits to their supply chain. And then, yeah, curiosity, courage to do some things, constant learning, willing to fail. And I think the last big thing that I think is also unique in Controlant is we work as a team. So we're looking to create outcomes in terms of value for our customers, and nobody can do that alone. We're dependent on working with our product team, our engineering team, our quality team, various parts of the commercial team. So it has to be people who are very naturally willing to collaborate across multiple different capabilities inside the organization, and in a frame that isn't given, because we empower our teams a lot, but that empowerment and that accountability and that sort of mandate comes with a requirement that you engage naturally with other parts of the organization. We're not looking for heroes who think they can create results on their own. We're looking for talented individuals that can create outcomes with teams.
So you are really embracing diversity with certain framework of value.
Yeah.
That's fascinating and great firm to join.
Yes, it is. So it's been a ride for me just the last year. And as I see what we do with Controlant, we're even just getting started. So there's so much more to do. I think we've now passed, you know, $100 million revenue in 2022, and we're looking to get to 500 in 2026 based on pursuing those paths that we're going on now. So
yeah, there are not many companies who have the 10x experience, and then you are on this journey. I just heard that there's some different locations, right? And where are they? Where are Controlant? And how do you work together in among these locations?
Yeah, so I mean, we are a scale-up, and I guess up until COVID hit, we were a startup. So things at that point were very concentrated about our head office in Iceland. We have, though, increasingly hired people across Europe and a few also in the US. We are next month, 2 months from now, officially opening an office in Copenhagen. I'm already sitting in it, but we're not quite ready to open it yet. And we expect also that sometime during the next 3-6 months to open another office in New Jersey. So we are slowly building a global team. So there are a lot of changes happening, and we need to learn to work in new ways, being less sort of Iceland focused and more a global organization with maybe the head office in Iceland, but functioning as a global organization. So we're quite flexible also in where and how we recruit, as long as we identify and recruit the right talent.
Mm-hmm. Go with the talents and client.
Yes.
Amazing.
Those are the drivers. Yeah.
What is the career perspective at Controlant and in your team?
If I judge just based on what I've seen and the culture and how we're thinking, then, I mean, we're on a journey to grow the company 5-10x over the next years. We also, we're blitz scaling, and we don't have a recipe for what we're going to look like in 5 years. What we have are a number of sort of strategies that we're pursuing. And then we are a very flexible, very adaptive company. So career opportunities are really unlimited. And they very much depend on what do people want to do? What's the talent they have? Where can they add value? And then as I'm sure we're going to reorganize the company 3-4 times between now and 2026, it's having that flexibility and, you know, having the muscle and the talent to be willing to and able to pursue what happens in the business as we expand. We're a tech firm, that's true, but it all comes down to being a people company. None of the tech happens by itself. It all happens by people making it happen. We're really dependent on getting talent in that are ready for the journey and ready for a journey that isn't predefined. We're going to have to create the journey and develop the journey, and we're going to have to do it as a team. So it's really up to the individual almost coming in to play the role that creates a career.
I know it
sounds a bit fluffy, but it's that is truly the situation that we're in.
Sounds like the same, like at Output Global, we have the same culture and journey. So it's undefined. You come and build your future and grow the company and grow your career, right? So very exciting.
Yeah, and right now we invest in bringing lots of diverse talent, not just in the commercial space, but also in our product space and engineering space, in our logistics space. So we're really bringing in lots of talent across a number of different functions. So there's a lot of new talent coming in almost every day.
Yeah, I would come back to then after now we've talked about the control and story, right? You've been in the business for a long time, and you're in logistic companies right now, in a tech company, and you're serving life sciences. And obviously, cold chain is a big topic, and pharma companies are then driving a lot of transformation. From your observation, what are the major supply chain challenges pharma companies are facing?
So, some of the work we've done, and again, we work really, really closely in partnership with our large customers that we have already. And they're very open with us in terms of also how do we solve the problems that they're faced with. So I think step one or the biggest challenge to begin with is the relatively low level of digitization in pharma supply chains. So that creates a huge opportunity to really improve the supply chain. That also means that we can add value with visibility, with the possibility of real-time intervention, which also doesn't happen. So there's an enormous amount of waste in pharma cold chains. So I think most of the recent estimates are about $35 billion worth of waste just in cold chains. And somewhere around 25% of all the pharmaceuticals produced never actually reach a patient. So that there are some opportunities to address this. And for us, the first part is to digitize. Mm. Once we've digitized, then you have the opportunity to redefine processes, to automate processes. And what's unique about pharma is the integration with the quality processes. And I think that's where we're really focused on not just operating a supply chain, but integrating it with the quality processes. And we are a validated company, which means that we can use our data and our devices and our platforms to actually make quality decisions for pharma companies. And therefore, we can start automating a lot of processes that you can't do unless you actually have a validated platform. So there are so many different opportunities. Sensors, obviously, and monitoring devices are constantly developing. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing with our platform is also saying, well, depending on where you operate in your platform, you need different types of devices, different types of sensors in place, whether it's facility monitoring or actually transport monitoring. What we do is integrate a lot of that data and then be able to automate and optimize based on all of that data. So there are lots of opportunities. And, you know, traditionally, there's 180 days of safety stock in a pharma supply chain. Mm-hmm. And we look and say, can we reduce that safety stock, and can we reduce the waste that's in cold chains, and can we enable that less than 25% of the pharma products actually do reach patients?
There's a enormous opportunities there in the cold chain area,
which is super exciting.
I have one last question. I'm in the executive search business, and I'd like to help our audience, right, to prepare for themselves and to grow their career. What would be your suggestion about what kind of skills should they equip themselves with? What are the most sought skills in supply chain tech sectors?
Yeah, obviously being biased with a lot of what we're doing right now, I think a lot of the development that's going to come in supply chain is going to be driven by various types of technology. And so that's a given. I think you need to have the curiosity, the capability, the expertise to understand how the technology functions and how it can be used. I think what is probably very sought after in my perspective is understanding how does that technology create real value in the supply chain. It's not theoretical, you know, it's nice to have, we can do all these fancy graphs and we can do all things, but how does it really create value in the supply chain? And also translate into how does it really create value in the supply chain for this particular company? And then understand the journey that company is on so that you can realize the value. So, I mean, some of the work we've done over the last 12 months on the analytics side is that many times that there's a lot of technology being applied, there's a lot of data being created, which is great, but a lot of it also never get used. It never actually creates the value that was intended or the value that is the potential out there. So I think that's a key sought after skill in terms of, can you make a difference in realizing the value on the back of the technology?
Very, very spot on. Thank you, Martin. This is a great advice. And thank you for your time. This is a great session. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. It was great.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to go to outcomeglobal.com. Be sure to go to click the podcast button for all the show notes. Click the podcast button. Also, all the show notes. Subscribe to our mailing list to get our latest updates. If you're listening to a streaming platform like iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher, we would appreciate the kind review. 5-star works best. We would appreciate the kind review. And our production team happy to keep us going. And share it with your friends. And of course, I'm most share it with LinkedIn. Your friends. So do I'm feel free to follow me. And so you have any suggestions on what to do and who to invite next, on what don't hesitate to drop me a note. Next. And if you're looking to hire top executives or transform your business, of course, or contact us as well to find out how we can help. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.